Following last month's election, some form of legal marijuana use is allowed in every state that touches Idaho. The Gem State's strict prohibition of cannabis, even for medical purposes, goes against a national trend of increased access. The libertarian-leaning Idaho Freedom Foundation advocates legalizing a medical form of pot used to treat disorders like epilepsy. The group's president, Wayne Hoffman, sat down with me to discuss their position. So how did your group come to have a stake in the cannabis debate?
Well, it started with the discussion about CBD oil that took place in the 2015 legislative session. As the time went on, we decided to go and do a little short film on the issue of CBD oil specifically.
But what exactly is CBD oil, in case you might not have heard of it before?
Sure. So CBD oil is a cannabidiol oil. So if you take a marijuana plant or cannabis plant, there are a number of different ingredients. One of the more well-known ingredients is THC, which is the substance that can produce a high in people. The other is this cannabidiol oil, which is showing to have some very promising health effects on people suffering from a range of ailments, including epilepsy, multiple sclerosis, even folks who have cancer. There are a number of different applications that are being studied now relative to how CBD oil, as we call it, can be used to benefit people who have health issues without producing a psychoactive effect.
So is the legalization of this cannabis oil your end goal, or does your group want to see marijuana possession fully decriminalized in Idaho?
What we're talking about right now is let's have an open, honest debate about whether our policies make sense. This is the question that I pose to lawmakers. What is the public policy goal of the state's cannabis laws, of the current statutes? Is it to lock up the person who goes to Spokane and buys a product containing mostly CBD oil, which can't get you high, cannot get you high? Should that be the target of law enforcement? And our answer is unequivocally no.
Recently, you said the Freedom Foundation, you released a film detailing the travails of a young man with epilepsy, Josh Phillips, hope vetoed. How would cannabis oil help him and others with epilepsy? Because that's something that we've heard a lot about here, is there's a trial program in the state for people that have epilepsy. That's sort of the focus of our current marijuana allowance.
Yeah, unfortunately, the way we're doing it is all wrong, because what happened in 2015 was the legislature had a bill in front of it to allow people with certain medical conditions to have CBD oil. And should they be caught with it, they can at least be able to say to a court, we're using it to treat epilepsy, for example, as in the case of Josh Phillips. What the governor did was he vetoed that legislation and said, let's go ahead and do a state-funded clinical study of this pharmaceutical known as Epidiolex, which is produced by a pharmaceutical company called GW Pharma. The issue we have with that is I don't think the state of Idaho should be in the business of funding clinical trials for pharmaceutical companies. We never have in the past. And on top of that, it's only servicing, I think, 20 to 30 individuals in the state.
Well, CBD oil has gotten the green light in places just as or even more conservative than here in Idaho. Mississippi, Texas, Oklahoma, Utah, they've all approved it. Why do you think Idaho is so resistant?
I have no idea. I don't understand how a legislature which says it values personal responsibility can deny a person or their family the ability to make those decisions on their own.
California and Nevada have both passed legislation for recreational marijuana. Montana voted to ease access to medicinal pot. Every state Idaho touches now, even Utah, has some form of legal access to cannabis. So what's the next step in this debate? Where do you see it going? Will it come back again in this legislative session, or what's next?
I think lawmakers have no choice. They have got to have a conversation about marijuana. They have to have a conversation about what's taking place in other states. We also need to understand what's happening in terms of opioid and other pharmaceutical addictions. Whether those addictive tendencies are going down in states where at least medicinal varieties of marijuana are legal. In some cases, we're finding that to be true, that opioid addiction is actually going down in states that have some kind of a legal environment. We have to have an adult conversation. I think we shouldn't just stick our head in the sand and hope it goes away.
Wayne Hoffman with the Idaho Freedom Foundation, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.